Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show, another awesome CyberBacker. Girly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you, of course, to get to know you a bit more and get to know about your experience with CyberBacker. But before we do that, how long have you been with the company, Girly?
I think I started July 10th.
Ooh, this year, correct?
Yes, just this year.
So a few months in then, to your journey
with
CyberBacker.
Five months around that time.
So can you tell us a bit about yourself and what led you to join CyberBacker?
Okay, well, that's a very nice question. So I was a call center agent before, and I'm working as a collections representative for a reputable credit card company in the U.S. So I was in call center for more than 10 years.
Wow.
And so I have two kids. One is 14 years old and one is 4 years old now. So I feel like when I was working as a call center agent, I always have mom guilt. You know, every time you go to work, you feel guilty because children, longing to play with you. My 14-year-old, she's asking if I could help her with her homework. I just feel like they needed me. And every time you go to work, you have that guilty feeling. But you know you need to work because, you know, right now, both of the parents need to work so that we could get by. So, December last year, I decided to resign. And I was unemployed for 6 months. And one of the things that I think is very, very good with CyberBacker is your online presence.
Yes,
so
of course.
When I research, you know, work from home, the very first thing that you will see in all platform is CyberBacker. So I'm like, okay, so so shout out and kudos to your social media team.
Yes,
you really did well in your social media presence. And I'm like, you know what, why not try this? I think this is nice, you know, to be able to work and stay at home. So there's a lot of difference. I can say that I don't have any regrets at all. You know, I cannot say anything bad about the previous company that I work for. I think they're one of the best companies to work for. I have nothing bad to say about them. But as a mom who wanted to be present, to be a present mother to her children and also work at the same time, this is the best you know, working condition that I have. Being, you know, work from home is one of the biggest blessing of the year 2023 for me. I can sincerely say that I'm really happy that I'm here.
And imagine it's only been a few months that you've been working with CyberBacker. That's the exciting part because I'm very happy to hear that you're having, of course, a great experience with CyberBacker. Now also working, earning, and saving the comfort of your own home with your kids, of course, there with you, being there for them as well. I think that's a great achievement right there. Now, when it comes to your experience with CyberBacker, though, what's been the most interesting part of it so far?
Well, to be honest, I thought that if you're going to work from home, you're not going to be that productive. Like, how can they measure the being, you know, productive of one person if he or she's working from home? I don't think it's actually a very, you know, like good platform for working. Like, how do clients trust their people who work, you know, overseas? And but one of the things that I noticed is you are actually more productive because you are alone. Don't have anyone to talk to. you don't have to deal with office drama. You are always in good condition because you have enough sleep.
True,
And and you are compensated very well. So, oh, wow. Okay. So now I understand why this works. Why this is actually
why people love it.
Working. Right? Yes. Yes. So, okay. This is one of the realizations.
Gosh. But we're really looking forward to seeing you, of course, within the next few years with Cyberbacker. Enjoy it even more, save even more, spend more time with your family, of course.
True.
Now,
true.
How about the working environment? Because you've mentioned you've worked in the BPO industry for the past 10 years. Now it's your first time working virtually now with Cyberbacker. How about the working environment? Talk to me more about that.
Okay, so I would like to be very honest. On the very first few days, you feel like you feel a bit sad. Like there is no one to gossip with. You know things the social life in the office, but you always have to go back to the reason as to why you decided.
Why you do this, yeah.
To work from home. And you will realize that one of the things that I totally eliminated is mom guilt. And that is something that I will never, feel like I regretted, decided doing. Because you don't understand if you're a mom and you have a 4-year-old who wants to mom play with me, but I'm sorry, you still have 3 hours, but you need to spend the 3 hours for traveling. You know that feeling? And this is a good decision. I didn't regret.
Yeah. Now, again, they're spending more time with family, especially with your kids. Again, just being there as a mom and still earning and saving at the comfort of your own home. Now, talk to me more about your role here with Cyberbacker. What's been your favorite part so far?
I was able to have a client after like 2 or 3 weeks, mm-hmm. With Cyberbacker. And one of the things I can say that is one of the biggest blessings of 2023 for me, because the client that I have, they're really, really nice. They're very collaborative. They always tell me that I've never felt appreciated like this, because every time I talk to them, they always tell me, you know what? We are happy you are part of our team. We're just so happy that we found you. Thank you so much for all the things that you do for us. Thank you for solving our problem. Those things, I sincerely felt that I'm really appreciated.
Yeah, those matter.
With
yeah.
everything that I do. And that makes me feel, wow, something that I never felt before. And I'm not making that up because of this podcast. It's something that I really appreciate from the client that I found. I'm very lucky to have found them.
Those small things really matter. Those acts of appreciation, even just small thank yous, just, hey, you did an awesome job. Those are very important. Again, very happy for you. You've created such a strong partnership with your clients, your cyber CEOs, of course. Now, how about challenges? Of course, in any new role, probably there could be some challenges or difficulties along the way. So have you had any challenges so far being part of Cyberbacker or working from home at that?
Okay. So challenges is everything is hard before it becomes easy, right?
True.
And my job as the thing that I work at, I do for my client. Of course, you need to learn them. But, and I learn them on my own. I have a coach. I have that I can ask. But you really need to learn it on your own.
True.
And your client is depending that you're going to deliver. So I cannot consider them really as a challenge. Probably they're a challenge, but you are in a place where you are uncomfortable and you're learning, you will realize, okay, so this is how you're doing it. I can actually do it.
Yeah.
Oh, just I didn't know right that this is, you will realize that I learned so much, for being in the BPO industry for 10 years. I just realized that I can do so much more of what I have been doing before. And I realized I can actually do this. And I did this on my own,
That's true.
It would really make you feel, wow, okay, I am still learning. I'm still learning new skills. And I like that. I really like that.
obstacles, challenges, they're a part of growth. And here in Cyberback, we're very big when it comes to growth, of course. Again, just part of the journey, I guess, right? In any new role or in any role, even if you've been with them for 10 years or even just for 5-6 months, challenges are going to be there to help you improve, right? Part of the game. Now, what advice would you be able to give other cyberbackers that are just starting their journey right now, just like you, let's say 5-6 months ago? What pieces of advice would you be able to give them, Curly?
I was so comfortable with the job that I had before. It was my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I never thought that I would be able to get out of that. And I thought I'm going to grow old, and that's the only thing that I know. But I decided that there's no growth in the comfort zone. Absolutely. I just took the risk. I will resign and I will look for something else. I'll try to do something else. And I'm happy I found Cyberbacker. Get out of your comfort zone. Try to do something else. You will realize that there's still a lot of skills to learn.
True.
And you can still earn the same amount that you're earning before and still earning different skills.
True.
And you will realize that there's still a lot of things that you can grow from.
Absolutely. You can learn too.
One of the things is get out of your comfort zone and do something else. Yes.
There you go. So get out your comfort zone. Just keep on learning. Just be a sponge whenever you start your journey with Cyberbacker, because the learning doesn't stop here. Every day, every week, every month, we have different trainings, classes that you can attend to. So growth doesn't stop here in Cyberbacker. Now, of course, as you well know, here in Cyberbacker, one of our core values is relationship, right? So I am very sure that there have been people that have helped you all throughout your journey with us. So this is the time. Would you want to give them a quick shout out on the show before we end, Girlie?
Okay. So first of all, I forgot the name of the person that who interviewed me, the initial interview.
Oh,
I just remembered it. Since it was my first interview for a very, very long time, I felt, you know, like, oh my God, I'm going to do this again. I don't want to be asked those Miss Universe questions again. But I remember the first interview to be very pleasant, to be very, I'm not saying it's a casual conversation, it's still an interview, but she's very nice. And I can say that the career backers are well trained in making you feel comfortable so that you open up more. If there's one thing that I would say, thank you to that woman, I would say thank you to her. And also, the career backers, I remember her name is Chase, and my head backer right now, Kate, they're always asking, is there anything? They're always checking on me. How are you with your client? Is there any problems or any challenges? Do you need any kind of help? They're always asking me. Also, HR is always checking on you. Like, is there anything that you think you need assistance with? And the thought that they are going to ask you personally, something that makes you feel they're really checking on you. So that's one of the good things that I can say is actually a good culture here in Cyberbacker. Even though everything is in a cyber world, because you don't really talk to each other, but the relationship is there and they were able to keep it to make sure that everybody felt important and everybody's seen. That's one thing that Cyberbacker is good at.
That's the good thing about Cyberbacker. No matter where you are, if you're part of Cyberbacker, again, if you're new, you are important. You are a part of the team. You're part of the family. Now, we are very excited to seeing your continued success and growth here with Cyberbacker, of course. And again, to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a Cyberbacker, please visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Girlie, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my first time to be invited to a podcast.
Don't worry, it won't be the last. We'll see you soon, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website, www.cyberbackercareers.com. Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram.
Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.